Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, before you cast any iron judgment, just have a good hard look in the mirror and think, oh, do I really not have any turn-offs in a potential partner? We're all just monkeys in shoes. We never decided what we're attracted and unattracted to. What turn-off made you sound a little shallow? And we got to that. I declared my love and made it official that I am in a relationship with the seafood sensation sub at Subway. Also, the toilet paper challenge. It's taken a sour twist, to be honest. I thought this was going to be all about recycling and being frugal with toilet paper use. This is just Chewy Louie and producer Jack showing off with their lack of having to shit until day four. I'm not happy about it, considering that I did about three shits today. Also, what was the mystery smell? Some great storytelling on 131060. Plus, the world's hardest bed quiz. Enjoy the podcast. Please, please, please.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060 on the Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show as well. I mean, if you're single or someone who is wanting to court a potential mate, very important to listen to this next segment because you never know where people's little shallow, insignificant turnoffs lie. Couldn't believe the words that were coming out of Shuey Louie's mouth earlier on today in show meeting. Treating ourselves to a couple of bivvies yesterday. Nice Sunday sesh. Great. You and the gals?
Yeah, a few gals, a few boys.
Yeah, I bet you're on the prowl. Looking.
Oh, I'm always observing, you know.
I mean, not hunting your prey like a ravenous lion eating a gazelle, but always on the lookout like a small finch.
Yeah, you've got to be, you know, aware, observant, browsing.
Spotted a couple of hunks, didn't you?
A bit. A couple of hunks.
On the table opposite, they're sinking a couple of beers. Just a lad's crew?
Yeah, just a few lads.
Right.
So the spot that we're at overlooks the beach.
Great.
And beautiful sunset's going down, and there's some good-looking lads who are about to come up to the bar that we're at.
Ooh.
But I stopped for a moment, and they've suddenly gone absolutely down in my books because they're taking turns at getting landscape shots really, really posed of the sunset. Like what girls would do, like taking pics, browsing them, nope, not good enough, swapping places. Big no.
I had no idea. These men were living for the gram.
They were, and it was embarrassing. Don't get me wrong, I love a good pic.
That's why it surprises me so much, because you are always on the gram.
I know, I'm such a poser, but for me, it's just too... I don't know, there's something not blokey about it.
God, that's your turn off.
Yeah.
Instant dismissal.
The 7,000 photos they were taking.
Well, may I say, quite a surprising, dare I say even, shallow turn off.
What's your turn off? What's your turn off? What's your turn off?
131060, what's your turn off? Is it more shallow than Shuey Louie's?
Is it mine that bad?
Man, that's pretty bad. Like, I can understand your common ones, your bad breath, your body odour, maybe. You know, even as a bearded man, I can understand a woman who's turned off by facial hair. I can understand that. I don't even get mad. But yeah, no, I get it. But for a man just taking a simple photo with his mates,
it was a photo
enjoying
shoot,
the vista.
It was a photo shoot.
Well, what a great sunset it was yesterday.
It was 20 minutes too long and it was embarrassing.
Goodness gracious me, I had no idea. I bet they don't have any idea either.
Well, I have a big turn off, which is maybe just as, I don't know, small. Gay guys tend to wear some outrageous clothes, but the one thing which really turns me off is gay guys who wear overalls.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
I can't do it. Can't.
Do they wear a top underneath the overalls? Sometimes not.
Sometimes not.
Well, I'd imagine it wouldn't even matter for producer Jack whether there's a top underneath or not. He's not looking below. He's only looking on the very outside layer with the overalls. I struggle. I mean, not because I'm a decent person, but just because I'm attracted to anything that moves.
Nothing turns you off.
No. I've thought high and low. I've thought high and low for shallow turn-offs. Fingernails chewed down to the nub.
That's me.
I know.
Hence the reason.
Can't
nothing.
Do it. That's the myriad of reasons why you and I would never work, Shuey Louie, apart from the fact that you're repulsed by everything I say and do. But those chewed down little ET fingers, there's no
they
way.
Are. Little ET, come on.
What are those things? I'm not asking for perfect manicured nails. I am asking for a slight bit of white on them, though, and not chewed down to the nub like that. I mean, you're attractive from the wrists up, but far out those things. Your shallow turn-offs on 131060. No one's perfect. We're all just monkeys in shoes sniffing around what sexually excites us. Maybe it's a man on the gram. Maybe it's a man in his overalls. Maybe it's a lady with some chewed up fine nub fingernails. Whatever it is, we'll get your shallow turn-ons next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What's your turn-off? What's your turn-off? What's your turn off?
Yeah, what's your turn off? That may be viewed shallow to the general public. That's the thing. We've all got our little chinks in our armour. Shuey Louie, a very upstanding citizen, very respectful lady, very open to all creatures, great and small. Can't stand a man who loves an Instagram.
It's not blokey.
Glass houses, mate, because you're always on the gram.
I love the gram.
She does love a gram, I can vouch for that. She does love gram. But you still saw a couple of men indulging in a sunset. Wanted to get the sun and they're...
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm all for a photo, but this was like a 20-minute photo shoot with two different guys and they were just going back and forth to get the gram.
Let's get the filters, the vignettes, the angles right.
It was too much.
Turns her off. It's an instant dismissal. Producer Jack hates a man in overalls, and that's just a big, small, little, big thing. And myself can't stand chewed fingernail.
That's why Will never work.
Never. Not a chance.
These little nubs.
It's also set the precedent. It's going to be real awkward if you walk in with fake nails at any time this year now.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. Spirit fingers. All right, settle down, champ. Ryan and Shepparton, what's your shallow turn off?
A female that says that a male should have to look after her. Why can't she look after a male? Why can't she go out and work and he sit at home?
Oh, you're passionate about this.
Staunch feminist.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Someone who can shares the roof of my house better be depositing into my BS Boone account number if I'm getting any of those groceries on the way home. I hear you, Brian. I hear you. A woman must pay her way. That's for sure. Yeah.
Good on you, Brian.
Yeah, no. He's half right, Brian. He's half right. But he's also half wrong. So, Ant in Melbourne on 131060. What's your shallow turn off?
Mine is activewear.
What? Men love girls in activewear.
No, it's too prevalent. There's too much of it. No one's working out. Come on.
Love wearing my tights around when I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. No. Chewy Louie's in activewear right now.
I am an activewear gal right now.
Her pulse hasn't raised above resting for the last week.
God. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, so it's what they represent. You don't like the live in it. Because I think aesthetically it looks quite sexy.
It's just too misleading. No one's working out. Everyone's got Kathmandu jackets, but they don't go climbing. Come on.
Yeah, right. God. I mean, there are a couple I've heard around the grapevine. There are a few people who work out. You may be giving up a golden goose opportunity. Michelle Bridges may be walking down the street one day. You just mess it up just because of your prejudice and biases. But that's the thing. Nope, so they seem shallow on paper. But in real life, no. Everyone's got their little faults. Sarah in Orange. What turns you off?
Just everything. Oh, I couldn't. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, everything.
Sarah, you take your time.
Seriously? Shut me off yet.
No. Your macaroni cheese, it's the microwave's beeping.
You go for it.
Whatever you were doing.
Tell us, sis.
One of you said about chewing the fingernails. Mm. That's me. I friggin' hate that.
Okay.
The smell of men. I don't know what it is. Even men that put perfume on, they still stink.
Mm.
Even the ones that try, they still stink. Sorry. Mm. That might be offensive to you, but yeah, you still stink. Men that try and like.
That's so much better.
That's nice, isn't it? Nice bit of peace and quiet.
Sorry, Sarah.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You may remember last night we talked about does your Subway order raise eyebrows? And my Subway order's been raising eyebrows for years. Me and my love for the seafood sensation Subway sandwich.
Which is criminal behaviour. No one orders that but you.
You said that last night, Shuey Louie. The seafood sensation at Subway.
Yeah, like,
it's fantastic. No, it's bloody great, mate. This is the shame that I've always been experiencing. And to be honest, it's gone on far too long. And I thought, how can I best express my love and come out to the world that me and the seafood sensation Subway sandwich are in a relationship. And I thought, you know what, I'd write a song, courtesy of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and this is dedicated to my partner and the one I love but can't marry due to social sandwich stigmas.
I saw you there without a care on the sandwich making station. Matched with Italian herbs and cheese is the ultimate combination. It's pretty clear that I've fallen in love with the seafood sensation. Yes, I love you, seafood sensation Subway sandwich. I don't care what anyone else says. No one can stop us from being together. Not nobody. You're the seafood mix I need. Make my sandwich extra quick and make it very hasty. Little bit of salad, no salt or pepper. It's already very tasty. No, I don't want sauce. But yes, three cookies, of course. I'm in love with the seafood sensation. I'm in love with the seafood sensation. What can I say? You just fill me up inside. Whether it's 6 inches, 12 inches, you hit the spot that others just can't reach. Oh, that sea meat and cheese. I understand that you're just a mix of seafood and crustaceans. We connect on a level that's based on taste despite our lack of conversation. But besides the fact that you just taste nice, you're great for constipation. It's true. I just feel so relaxed around you. I just open up and everything seems to just come flowing out from inside me. They say because you're a seafood mix, it's illegal to have relations. But even still, with your mayonnaise base, you provide quite the lubrication. And that's why I'm happy that there's no law against seafood masturbation.
Oh yeah, my God.
That's right. I said it. There is no law. You show me where it says I can't make love to a seafood sensation sandwich in the privacy of my own home. I understand that you're not desired by most of the population.
I don't care.
Probably out of all the flavors, you got the worst reputation.
They don't know you like I do.
No, I don't want sauce.
Why the hell would I want sauce? It's wet enough.
Yes, three cookies, of course.
Yes, well, I'm only human. I'll take some cookies.
I'm in love with the seafood. Sensation.
I'm in love with you, seafood sensation.
I'm in love with the seafood sensation.
Look at me in the eye when I'm making
I'm
love to you.
I'm in love with the seafood sensation.
Oh, tastes good down
I'm
my throat.
I'm in love with the seafood sensation.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show presents
Frugal Toilet Paper Challenge.
Yeah, the Frugal Toilet Paper Challenge has been going for 24 hours now. Out of myself, producer Jack, Shuey Louie, and the Geezer, we've all decided this week to commit to being as stingy as we can with a roll of toilet paper each. It came off the back of last night. Be very angry that my roommate's taken it upon himself to buy 80 rolls of toilet paper for $50, divvying it up between five housemates. We don't need a lifetime supply of toilet paper, for goodness sake.
I love a good bulk buy. I think good on him.
Well, it would seem to me that you love a good bulk wipe as well, because you guys seem to think that, you know, I'm using a lot of toilet paper. No, not at all. I mean, we've all managed to give ourselves nicknames for the Frugal Toilet Challenge this week, and we've all got our own personalised roll of toilet paper. Dangleberry Lakey is what I'll go by in this segment. The Gassy Geezer, of course, crawling out of his audio dungeon. One can only imagine how many pieces of toilet paper he's used today. And we've got Pooey Louie instead of Shoey Louie at the moment, and we've got Bumcrack Jack. I guess first things first, we'll go to the Gassy Geezer. How many sheets of toilet paper have you used in the past 24 hours? Actually, can we start? How many number twos have you done in the past 24 hours, Gassy Geezer?
Just the one, which I thought I wasn't going to do one because I thought I got turd stage fright because of this challenge, but this morning it came thick and fast.
It's affecting the Gassy Geezer mentally and psychologically. We didn't plan for this. I guess it only makes sense. The Gassy Geezer spends a lot of time in his gassy dungeon. Who would have thought? The man doesn't like the spotlight.
I'm just imagining all of you on the toilet now and it's really not pleasant.
One, number two, Gassy Geezer, which is par for the course. How many pieces of toilet paper did you use knowing that you were in this frugal competition?
I use 16, so four per wipe.
Wow. Okay, four wipes of four. That's probably pretty standard for the course. Not bad, Gassy Geezer. Not bad. I like that he hasn't strayed away from his natural habits. That's what I like, because I've been taking this very, very seriously. I've done three poops already in the past 24 hours.
That's too many, surely.
No, it's not. It's perfectly normal. And I know that you guys don't do as many as three poops a day. So I've definitely had to cut down on my squares as well. Now, I don't want to brag, but I've perfected the one dab patch.
Wait.
I've been using one square per poo.
No, you haven't.
I have. And the let me tell you the tricks, guys. If you want to cut down on your toilet paper use, don't force it out. Don't force the closure. Let it come naturally. And then wait 15 minutes after you've finished and then scratch it off like a little scratch.
Sorry, that is disgusting. I would hate to see the remainings whatever's going on down there now.
It comes off. It's like the little silver bit on a scratchy. I'm just scratching away, nooking away with the one patch. Three poos, three squares. Get around me. Frugal. Very frugal.
It's nothing to be proud of.
Get around me.
That's not even a proper wipe.
I agree.
Don't start going and trying to psych me out of my strategy, guys. How many poos have you done today, Producer Jack, or in the last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, I have done zero poos.
I knew this would happen. You guys are turning it into a bloody let's hold the bowels competition. Should we, Louie? How many have you done?
Zero.
This is against the spirit of the game, guys. Go and force one out. Go and do something. You've got to get some runs on the board. This is the thing. I knew this would happen, all right? And this started off as a fun game of who can use the least toilet paper, and this is turning into who's got the tightest arsehole. It doesn't work like that.
No, you made the claim yesterday that you would use the least toilet paper out of everyone. We said no, because we don't go that often, and this is what the challenge is.
The only one taking this challenge seriously at the moment is me. The gassy geezer is just going on and doing what he's always done.
You've just got too much coming out of your bowels.
You know what? I know you guys are the producers, but I preempted this, and I've got someone on the line next who I want us all to speak to before this bet and challenge gets out of hand. You just hold fire. I'll get him on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show presents
Frugal Toilet Paper Challenge.
Yes, I've called in the big guns tonight. This is Rachel Bradford. She's a nutritionist. Hello, Rachel.
Hi there. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I mean, my bowels are flowing like they always have been. probably a little awkward that I've got to speak to you tonight. Maybe a little counterintuitive to you as a professional nutritionist and dietitian, because you're probably wanting people to have more healthy stools, have more healthy gut pass through, better digestion issues. I'm more keen to understand what can clog me up for the next couple of days.
Right. Okay. So, basically I do a lot of work around keeping people as regular as they possibly can through high amounts of fibre and high amounts of fluids. In terms of doing the reverse, you would certainly be going more for a low fibre diet and trying to pretty much just continue with white food, so white rice, white pasta, white breads, if that's the outcome that you're after, to not pass as much of as a stool.
It makes a lot of sense, because I'm a regular guy. They call me Regular Randy when they're not calling me Dangleberry Danny, of course. I've been having brown rice. I'm a brown rice man. I don't touch white bread and stuff. So it's clear I've been having too much fibre.
Well, certainly we encourage people to have more fibre in their diet, because we want you to have regular stools. And so for some people it might be one stool a day, other people it might be two stools a day. But it's your regular, and certainly what you'd be looking at in terms of if you're wanting to talk consistency, you're basically wanting to get a soft serve poo is kind of the consistency that you're after.
You're speaking my language, Rachel Bradford, because that's the thing.
Well,
at the moment I am doing three regular, soft chocolate soft serve stool poos every single day. And I could get a job hanging off the back of a Mr. Whippy van anytime, trust me. But just for this week, because that's what I'm working with here, I'm working with two very unhealthy stool people who are only passing a brown deposit every 3 or 4 days. So I've got to call in the big guns, because I don't want to be using as much toilet paper. I've got to sacrifice my bowel for this experiment. What advice would you have for Pooey Louie and Big Crack Jack on them just passing once every 4 days? Because I've been telling them over the past 48 hours that poo is just simmering in their guts and it's very unhealthy for them. And they say, well, I don't have to go. What's the bigger deal? A pop and a poop here.
You'd definitely be wanting to have 1 to 2 stools a day. And it's not inconvenient to poo, because if you don't poo and you don't get your waste products out, they're sitting in your system.
That's awesome.
And it's also creating a really like thriving bacteria population. So you're wanting to get it out.
It's me.
It's both of you. You're living in toxic environments.
I feel like,
mate,
I eat really healthy, but maybe the fiber's not enough.
Yeah, but that's you're eating healthy. It's going in nice. It's going through your lungs and your pancreas and whatever else buzzwords you nutritionists use. And then it's simmering around in your stomach, and it's wasteland down there for a few days. God, you would have a field day in my body, Rachel Bradford. I'm having about 8 litres of water a day. I'm having about 4 coffees. I'm eating high fibrous foods, kale, nutrients. You'd love it in there.
I would certainly love your diet. I wish you luck for the week ahead, because I think in terms of the bowels, they are a very sulky organ, so they like what they like and when they like it. So kind of getting a bit of a shock to the system over this week. I think you're in for a bit of bowel upset.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, I'm willing to put my health on hold for a week. We'll get myself a champagne cork and we'll take care of business down there. These two, on the other hand, they can only go up from here, so they better start making a small deposit over the next couple of days. Thank you very much, Rachel Bradford. Eat and enjoy nutrition. .com.au.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You got a feel for our friends over in America from the city of Fort Smith. Fort Smith cannot identify the cause of the current city smell. The city of Fort Smith does not know where the smell lingering over the town is coming from. If you're in the neighbourhood experiencing this today, we feel for you. We're sorry, according to a social media post by city spokesperson Karen Santos. She's going to have her work cut out for her old Karen. As the city spokesperson with a mystery smell taking over a whole city, Karen's going to be busy for a couple of weeks.
Poor Keza, what a job.
I mean, she's gone on the social media post saying we don't know what it is or where it's coming from, but it's not us.
Santos
thinks that people are accusing her of, like, farting from a helicopter. I was like, it's not us. I was like, we weren't thinking that, mate, but our town stinks. So figure it out, Santos. Apparently it's quite the eggy smell.
So like a leak.
People are expecting a sulphurous leak of some sort, but they've had their suspicions as well, because it started in Fort Smith in January of this year. And last month, the city told everyone that the smell was coming from the cleanup of an agricultural byproduct lagoon in the Crawford County. Typical. But Friday, the city then got told that wasn't the source of the current smell at all. They thought it was the Crawford County Lagoon, but it wasn't.
It's got to be something in the water or something. It's got to be, you know, everywhere. If it's not Keza dropping bombs from the copter.
That's the thing. The company finished cleaning the lagoon last week and moved out. There was no residual order, and that stink's gone for good. Santos has confirmed this. The smell isn't coming from a city treatment plant either. Santos has also said that. Santos is doing a very good job of saying where the smell is not coming from. Figure out the sense and the source of the smell, Santos. Reminds me of a time I used to live by myself. This was up in Townsville. It gets real hot up in... Well, it's always hot in Townsville, right? And I wouldn't leave my air conditioning on during the day because it would chew up so much energy. But you'd come home and the house would be all muggy and stink. You'd have to turn on the AC straight away. I come home one day. Not only is it a big, thick, warm, like heat in the air. Hot, 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 hot heat. There's also a stench getting around. And it's hit me like a ton of bricks. I think, what is this? What is this? It smells a bit cheesy, to be honest. What is this cheese? I don't know. You haven't got any blue cheese in the fridge. Where's the blue cheese coming from? I'm looking around the house going, where is it? Couldn't locate the source. Mystery smell. It's been pissing me off. I was watching TV all night. God, this is bloody uncouth. I hope this goes. Maybe it's in the air vents or something. Tried turning off the air conditioning. Only got worse. I went to sleep that night. Woke up the next morning getting even worse. I've gone to work. I'm afraid to come home.
I'm scared for what it is.
24 hours after the mystery smell now. I could have done with Santos's help. I tell you that. I've come back home the next night. I said, well, right, this has gone too far. It's now smelling like dead body in the house.
Oh, my God. What was it?
I remove the couch. There's at least 2,000 maggots chewing on an old piece of, like, celery stick that I've got. 2,000 of them. Just everywhere under the couch.
What do you even do with that many?
I don't know what to do with maggots. I'm not domesticated at the best of times. You know what? I walked straight out of the house. I drove to Harvey Norman. I bought myself the most expensive vacuum money can buy. I vacuumed them all out, and then I walked right back out of that vacuum and threw it in the skip bin.
Hughes got rid of it. Fair enough. What would you do with that vacuum?
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. I just wanted to burn the thing. I didn't even care. And I got someone to come and mop the floors for me. It was insane.
13, 10, 60. What was the terrible smell? I know at the start you just couldn't tell.
Danny Lakey wants to know,
what was that terrible smell?
What was the terrible smell on 131060? The mystery smell. Something where your nose spied it first, but you couldn't quite locate it with your eyes. You think, what's going on here? You know what I reckon? I reckon we'll get a couple of children's backpack stories on 131060.
Yeah, rotten things in there.
Month-old ham sandwich. That'd go down nicely. Maybe some car meat. Were you eating some salami in the car? Put it under your seat for safekeeping. Forgot about it. A month later, it's marinated. 131060, what was the mystery smell? How long did it last for? How'd you locate it? God, it's always the nose that spies it before the eyes. We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060, what was the terrible smell? I know at the start you just couldn't tell.
Danny Lakey wants to know,
what was that terrible smell?
Sometimes the mystery smells are the most terrible of all smells. You're thinking, God, what is it? And the nose creates funny illusions for the brain when the eyes cannot see what the smell is, what's being caused. The nose picks it up first. You better, by hook or by crook, figure it out quick, smart, before it develops into a situation.
That's the worst when you just don't know.
100%. I didn't know for about 48 hours. Had 2,000 maggots right under me couch.
Honestly, makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, it made my skin crawl as well. And the scariest and creepiest thing is knowing, what were the maggots doing the whole time I was sitting there watching TV, thinking that I just had some blue cheese somewhere?
You would have had some on your body, I reckon.
I reckon.
They were in the couch. I reckon they'd still be in the couch.
I reckon a couple went up my toesy-wozies, up my knees into my little crocus, wiggling around.
Oh, please.
Near me brown chocolate dot. I wouldn't put it past them.
Okay, there is... too far even for me.
Interesting. We've all found out where the maggoty line is.
I once had a chicken who got eaten by maggots, and that's done.
Yeah, mystery smell. How long did it take to locate it?
Yeah, we just had this bad smell in the backyard for like 3 days, and then like went and fed the chickens, and one was pretty much half eaten by maggots. Yeah. It's called fly rot. It happens within like a day.
Yeah, and it's very airborne, the old fly rot. With a strong southeasterly, that thing's going right up the nostrils. I remember the animals. What is with animals dying and stinking? For goodness' sake, we had two eels dead by the school lake. We had to swim in that lake. We just thought it was a rotten fish. Someone accidentally stepped on two dead eels.
Stop.
Animals, when you pass away, do it with grace. Stop stinking up the whole neighbourhood. Amelia in Sydney, what was the mystery smell?
So it was about two Christmases ago, and this smell just came out of nowhere. We thought it was like a Christmas ham that had gone off. Mm. So we walked around, we tried to find it, we narrowed it down to the laundry, and we were pulling everything apart, found out that it wasn't in the laundry, but it was in between the walls of the laundry and the outside. So Dad got his drill out and he cut a hole in the wall, and we found out that two birds had fallen from the roof in between the two walls and had decomposed so much that there were bones at the bottom of the ground.
Yeah, this is the thing. You think, how long were those birds there? Much like how long were the maggots underneath my feet for? It's the animals again. It's eel 2.0.
Who got rid of the carcasses?
They're probably still there, to be honest. We were all freaked out so much that I bet they're still there.
Sometimes the smell is so putrid that you think, let's just let that thing fight itself. Eventually it's going to have to dissolve into thin air. Yeah, maybe. Burn the house down before you clean that thing. Yeah, I love that you put the clues together. Well, it's December. Could be a Christmas ham on the loose.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Thanks, Amelia. Adam in Sydney, what was the mystery smell?
So it was probably about 2 years ago. We rocked up to work on a Monday morning, and there was just a foul, like soury, rotting something smell. And we're looking everywhere. We're looking in the bins everywhere to find out where this is coming from. 2 days later, one of the light fittings stops working. We go up into the roof to have a look. And there was a nice barbecued possum on top of the light. And the maggots have already started. And it just, and me being the youngest bloke, the newest bloke on the scene, I had to get rid of the thing.
Adam.
It's worksite rules, mate. That's how it goes. I like that the smell started to affect other elements. The lighting. And that was the last straw. Yeah, you got to go up there.
Maggots and possum.
This is the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, we put up with it for 2 days.
Yeah. You got the weekend possum stench going on. Nothing like a Saturday and Sunday brew to rock up to first thing on a Monday. Thanks, Adam. Rochelle, wrap this up. What was the mystery smell?
Hey, How you going? My friend's a property manager for a apartment building, and you know, a couple of people emailed and was just like, "Oh, you know, the building's really starting to smell. Like, we're not really sure what it is." So they came in, sort of had a little look around, couldn't find anything too obvious for the smell, you know. And then everyone kept emailing, saying, "Look, it's getting worse and worse." And then one person was like, "Look, we genuinely think it smells like someone's died." And so they were like, "Okay, we'll just call the cops and we'll see what happens." The cops came in, there was this locked cupboard, and they opened it. Genuine dead person.
Hot, salty death.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, hot, salty death. Yeah. There's nothing worse than a dead body smell, like a human. You think the animals don't die gracefully. No, well, my biological father, he's a cop, and he walked in on a man who's passed down over the oven. And he's been cooking himself for about 2 weeks. Serious.
Oh my god, that's next level.
Yeah, no, yeah, a couple of dead body chats to finish off the break. Just how we saw this going. I forgot about that. Thanks for that, Rochelle. Yeah, dark memoirs of a sordid past. But it happened.
I need more details on this,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, no, he took a big whiff of the chicken, got a head spin, passed out in the oven, cooked himself for 2 weeks, and stunk.
Oh, the Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is. It's the world's hardest bed quiz on 131060, with every single answer having the word or sound bed in there somewhere, due to Vicky Lowen keeping 5 crocodiles in her Melbourne home and even allowing the crocodiles to sleep with her.
I was stroking what I thought was a cat, and then I woke up and it was Johnny was on my chest with a snout here. And from that day onwards, she slept on the bed with me.
You've got to love the enthusiasm that Vicky shows. Fovian's not so happy about it. He attacked the cameraman.
Fovian, that was a bit uncalled for.
Fovian, very unsociable behaviour from you, Fovian. Go back to your pond, please.
Jesus, takes many types in this world. I mean, good on her. As long as the crocs are happy, I guess. Which I can't see why they wouldn't be. Crystal in Sydney, welcome.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Crystal.
Did you know the answer?
I do know the answer, Danny.
If somebody wakes up and is cranky all day, what is said to have happened?
They woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, they did. They woke up on the wrong side of the bed. It's correct. Yeah, it's more of a metaphor, but you can never be too safe, and that's why I have my bed in the far corner. But it only gives me the one option. Have to get out of the same side. I'm always cheery.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Question number two. Complete the following classic pickup line. They call me Fred Flintstone because I'll...
Oh, no. I've never had a man approach me in a club with a Fred Flintstone-related pickup line before.
Because I'll rumble your bed? I don't know.
Incorrect.
Sorry, Crystal.
I love Fred, though. Thank you, bye.
Bye. Danny in Melbourne. You know the answer. Complete the following pickup line. They call me Fred Flintstone because I'll...
make your bed rock.
Oh, yeah. Make your bed rock. 100% success rate, that one. 100% success rate. You ever had it done? Classic banter. What is the popular mattress and bedding store Bedshed's slogan? Classic banter. Gonna have to let you go there, Danny. Georgia.
No.
Central Coast. Hello. Oh, Georgie.
Hello, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Well, what is popular mattress and bedding store Bedshed's slogan?
I don't know. Perfect bed for you, I'm not sure.
Nah, not perfect bed for me. No. Incorrect, I'm afraid. Have to bid you adieu as well. Robin in Melbourne. Ah, quick game's a good game, boys. Quick game's a good game. What is the popular...
No one's better in the bedroom.
There we go. No one's better in the bedroom. Correct.
No one's better in the bedroom.
Eh, audio proof. I wouldn't lie. Definitely not during the quiz, anyway. You may book one of these for an affordable weekend away.
Bed and breakfast.
Oui. Bed and breakfast is correct. Yeah. Sneaky bed and breakfast. Always below par, the breakfast. I mean, they only had two things to figure out. Usually shit beds and shit breakfasts. A common question parents ask their children...
Something to do with bed bugs?
Oh, no. A common question parents ask their children that teaches discipline and the understanding of chores.
Pass.
Oh, there's no such thing. No such thing in this world. Yeah. You've just dug your own grave. Could have won the EFM wireless charger. Amy in Melbourne, do you know the answer?
Is it bedtime?
No, that's not going to bring her about the understanding of chores.
No.
Discipline.
No.
Discipline, but not the chores. Not the old chores he wars is. Geordie in Bendigo, you know the answer. A common question parents ask their children that teaches discipline and the understanding of chores.
Have you made your bed?
Never seen anything like it. Woo! Woo! That's the easiest money I've ever made. Barely raised a sweat for that EFM wireless charge pad. Congratulations. Yes, just for teaching your child how to make the bed, which is bullshit once you turn 18, by the way. No need.
I am going to show you how to make your bed.
No thanks.
Take off the crumpled duvet.
No.
Remove the saggy pillows.
Sounds shit.
Wave the sheet like a stormy sea until it really billows.
That's a weird rhyme.
Plump up any pillows.
No.
And put them on the bed.
Shut up.
Like soft, fluffy clouds.
Go away, Mr. Tumbles, you're a weirdo.
To rest your sleepy head.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country, 13-10-60. Marks the conclusion of the show. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scouring Facebook, figuring out the comments that will hopefully arise a humorous response in a sarcastic way because of how sad they actually are. And Chewy Louie, I'm trying to figure out the moment of the show. Wolverine, final thought, guys. Wolverine is probably uncircumcised because he regenerates his injuries. Can't tie that man down. I reckon if you went for a snip, he'd just grow it back. Pretty much straight away, I'm led to believe.
There what goes through your brain to come up with
that? No, that one was on the internet today. I thought that was fantastic.
But doesn't everybody, like, heal?
What? No, we're not, well, not if you chop off a penis skin. God, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Imagine a guy who loathes his circumcised penis and just wanted to grow it back. He'd grow it back bigger and better than ever. Imagine that. That'd teach him. I don't know. No, I don't think it grows back. No, your penis skin doesn't grow back.
I don't want to be thinking about this at this time of night.
It's not a chrysalis that just folds back over.
I guess I don't really fully understand, like, which part gets cut off.
What? How can you not understand that? You're a gay man. If anyone understands the subtle nuances between a circumcised and uncircumcised penis, it should be you.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
I just can't imagine, like, which part of mine would get cut off if it was to be gone.
Right, come over here. Snippity, snippity. Producer Jack been scaring the internet.
Yes. Today, there's been a lot of outrage online because the Brisbane City Council has says it should have the option to use surveillance devices to listen, record and monitor people's conversations.
I'd love to know how much merit there really is in this.
I wonder what is the City Council going to be able to solve if they get all this technology.
Yeah, the council is not going to be able to get this across the line, mate. This is 100 years away, and this is a government sort of CIA.
Yeah.
What's Bevan at the council going to be able to figure out, twist a few heads at the meeting every fourth Monday? Yeah. This isn't going to happen. Well, some people online have not realised this.
Some people, think that it is a possibility.
Some people think it's about to happen tomorrow. Yeah.
And Janice said, a lady named Janice said, in what world would this be okay? Definitely not the one I live in.
Janice. I just want to have a minute in Janice's world. I really do. If I could crawl into Janice's world and think everything Janice is thinking, I would pay a year's salary to get that.
That's such a name that would be a troll on Facebook as well.
She was born into that. She doesn't have a choice, poor Janice. Let's not cast blame on her. The iron stone falls firmly on her name.
Wait for the next one, okay? Clifford. Clifford wrote, no way in hell. Stay out of our lives and run the city, for God's sake. Run the city.
Oh, too good. Too good. Chewy Louie. I mean, the moment of the show, dare I say, was about 4 seconds ago. However, before that, what was the moment of the show?
It's got to be that weird town in America that they just couldn't work out the smell was.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl who called up about what the smell she smelt was.
Yeah, accidentally smelt a genuine dead person.
One person was like, look, we genuinely think it smells like someone's died, and they opened it. Genuine dead person.
Genuine dead
person. You wouldn't believe it. You don't write about these kind of things. Genuine dead person. All right, see you tomorrow night, Wednesday. So Dr. Nikki Goldstein will be in. Constantino on the show tomorrow night,
no,
producer Jack.
No, not tomorrow.
Not yet. No
Next
Constantino
Tuesday.
Yet.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.